The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Right, let's give some nice prizes away, thanks to Tesco. Good morning, Tracy McDermott.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great. Where are you?
I'm down in Wexford, near Rosslare.
How's it going over there?
Grand now, grand. Can't complain.
Do we have rain? Do we have sun? Do we have happiness? Do we have sadness?
We definitely have happiness and we have plenty of rain.
Are you feeling Christmassy?
Yes, I am. I'm in the process of making Christmas wreaths and decorations.
Oh, I love Christmas wreaths.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, decoration. You're making them yourself?
Yeah, we're making them. I'm a small flower farmer. And
what's up? What height are you? Oh, no, I'm joking. Go on. Keep going.
About 2 foot.
Petal. Go on.
Yeah, small. So the flowers are finished. So just to prolong the season, I kind of forage and I beg, borrow and sometimes steal foliage and I make up Christmas wreaths. And I sell them in the locality.
I love that. I think it's a really lovely thing to do.
Yeah. it's nice now.
I want to give you stuff.
Okay, brilliant.
Let's do it. Which of Santa's reindeer wasn't let join in any reindeer games?
Rudolph.
How did you get that? I can't believe it. That was a tough start. Okay, you got it. In the film It's a Wonderful Life, never heard of it. What has to ring in order for an angel to get its wings?
A bell.
Here's Bobby Helms with Jingle Bell Jingle Bell Rock, okay? It's quite the song. I'd like the missing word, please.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time.
Up.
And blowing a bushel of fun.
Clock.
What's that?
Clock.
Yeah, no, I'm looking for a word that describes what happens when the weather and the white stuff comes from the sky.
Snowing.
No. In which Christmas film do they talk about the four main food groups as being candy, candy canes, candy corns and syrup?
Oh, I don't know.
Rhymes with shelf.
Elf. Right.
Now, my next question for you is, here's George Michael and the other fella, also known as Wham! Little did they know back then that this line would be quite so relevant these days. So have a listen and tell me the missing word. Social.
Distance.
Okay. You just won €500 worth of Tesco. I know. That's a lot of flowers and seeds.
Well, yeah.
Here, listen. See if you can answer this question. Which of these characters from Home Alone would normally have been on the naughty list but have been saved this year? Is it Kevin McAllister, Marv and Harry, or the Pigeon Lady?
Kevin.
Didn't hear that?
Kevin McAllister.
Didn't hear that either.
Oh, the Pigeon Lady.
Nah, come on.
Oh, the other two.
Yes, correct answer. Wow, how did you get it? I can't believe it. You're just the brains of Ireland today. Because that, by getting that right, you've also won €200 on top of the €500, which means Tesco are giving you €700 fresh to Tracy McDermott. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Get out of my sight. See ya.
Good luck on Friday.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited. I hope you like it. Bye.
Oh,
that's
Bye.
Great. Yeah, you're a happy woman. I like that. Annette Dunn, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Oh, I'm delighted you're with me now.
Well, when I tell my grandchildren, when I collect them today, that I was talking to the toy show man, there will be war in the car.
Oh, lads, it's so nice. I love that. And who have you got there? Who are the grandchildren?
Well, they're in school. Oh, yeah. Seamus, he'll be 10 in February. And Harry, he was 8 in July.
Oh, lovely. So you've got a nice gang. Perfect toy show fodder there.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. They ready have the jammies, everything ready.
Oh, brilliant. And what about you? What are you up to?
Well, at the moment, I'm boiling two of my three Christmas puddings. I'm steaming them. So I'm going around with a kettle of water, making sure they don't dry out.
Oh, I bet it smells lovely in your kitchen.
Yeah, it'll be even nicer when I take them out of the bowls.
And are they good bowls, quality bowls?
They are quality bowls because they're 48 years, but there's only two of the four original left because two got cracked or whatever along the route.
But they're a happy couple.
Oh, they are, yeah. They're perfect.
48 years together. Pudding bowls. And then you can put them on Harry's and Seamus's head and give them terrible COVID haircuts.
They were up the other day now making their wish.
Oh, for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope their wishes come true.
Okay, well, mine's coming true talking to you.
There's two of us in it, Annette.
Thank you.
Let's do this. What are people traditionally encouraged to do under the mistletoe but won't be this year for obvious reasons?
Kissing.
That's for starters. Here's 15-year-old Alan Jones singing Walking in the Air, in fairness to him. The missing word, please.
We're walking in the air. We're floating in the moonlit sky. The people far below are as we fly.
Are smiling or waving, is it, as it, we fly?
They're not awake.
Or sleeping.
Is the correct answer. Again, act of genius. I love it. Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a happy Christmas. Means happy Christmas in which language?
Spanish.
Boom. Home Alone 2 featured a cameo from which orange-faced, yellow-haired president?
Is it Trump?
How did you get that? Many parents can relate to Johnny Mathis here in the last line of this verse of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Can you tell me the missing word, please?
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls will talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait to start again.
Yes, Mom and Dad can hardly wait for what to start again?
Christmas. No.
No, where they go with the teachers and the books and the whole thing.
School to start again.
Where you'll be, yeah. You've just won €500 worth of vouchers from Tesco.
Oh, fabulous.
What are you going to spend it all on?
Well, I'll share.
Oh, you share it out with everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, you're nice.
I will share. Now, I keep the lion's share for me, because all my goods.
I should hope. I want to give you more of the lion's share. I want to give you the tiger and the cubs as well.
Okay.
So if you get this question right, I'm going to give you another €200 on top of that.
Oh, my God.
From this list of Star Wars characters, who would normally have been on the naughty list but has been saved this year? Is it Darth Vader, Yoda, or Chewbacca?
God, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, hang on, I'll give you a clue. Darth Vader would say,
Annette, you will go to Tesco.
Like, so he's a baddie, so just say the words.
So we'll say Darth Vader.
I think
then.
That's good advice. You took it well, and it's the correct answer. €700 worth of vouchers. Annette Dunn, I bet you they are the luckiest grandchildren in the world to have you around the house.
Thank you very much for that.
No.
And I'm so lucky having them.
I hear you. There's a lot of love in the house there, I suspect.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, happy Christmas to you.
Thank you. You've made my Christmas. Even yesterday, listening to the Christmassy questions and the music, I said to my husband, God, wouldn't you think it was nearly Christmas week?
But it is in our world.
Yeah, it is. And toy show, everything. To look forward to.
Oh, listen, have a great week, won't you?
And I will.
Lovely talking to you. We're friends for life now.
Thank you very much. Wait till I tell Seamus and Harry.
I tell them I said hello.
Okay.
See you, Annette.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.